More than 200 foreign workers have been kidnapped in Nigeria's main oil-producing south since January 2006. At least 16 are being held, and several foreign nationals have fled the region. Nigeria's police chief, Michael Kiro, wants his senior commanders to clamp down on kidnappers.
The incidence of hostage-taking is a worrisome phenomenon. Not only Niger Delta, Niger Delta area has been known for that. So find that this is no longer political, it's economic. It's just crime, per se. We don't allow that criminality to go on. So if you're in the area, you mobilize your men to make sure that this idea of kidnapping and taking hostages is stopped and fought down. The criminal, we need money to go kidnap people and ask for ransom. So we want to make sure that does not happen.
Thousands of soldiers and policemen have been deployed in force in the Niger Delta to secure the region, but there are no signs that the criminal gangs are being halted. Barry Arapala, a resident of the main oil city of Port Harcourt, where most of the recent violence has been centered, told VOA that the poorly equipped police are having a difficult time quelling the violence and kidnapping.
The police in Nigeria appears not to be well organized. How they can effectively respond to the situation, particularly as it relates to stopping kidnapping. Those who are involved in the kidnapping appear to know the terrain more than the police. They appear to be well organized more than the police. They appear to be well equipped, and they appear to have done their survey and whatever is supposed to be done better than the police.
Nigeria's oil production has been reduced more than 20% because of these attacks. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.